In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Not everyone is successful right off the bat. Not everyone does what they hope they're going to do on their very first try. Some very famous people weren't always successful. For instance, Walt Disney was fired from his first job in a newspaper. The editor told him that he really didn't have much of an imagination and really didn't have many good ideas. Oprah Winfrey was fired from her first job. She was told she probably wasn't really cut out for television. Stephen King, his first novel that became a major motion picture, Carrie, and sold many books, was rejected over 30 times by 30 different publishers. He actually threw it away. He threw it in the trash. And his wife Tabitha took it out of the trash and said, "Just try one more time. What have you got to lose?" I guess the 31st time is the charm. Colonel Sanders was 62 years old, had $105 in his pocket, and was rejected by over 1,000 restaurants who refused to take his chicken and sell it. Until he finally got the idea that maybe he shouldn't be trying to sell his chicken, but the idea of kind of a fast food restaurant. And finally, out in Utah, someone bought into that idea. I think we've all heard of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Not everyone is always successful. Jesus knew that, right? He was in his hometown doing the same things that he'd been doing all over the place. We just heard in the last few weeks some of his amazing miracles, right? He calmed a storm on a raging sea. He told the storm, "Enough." And the wind died down and the sea calmed down. He stopped a woman's hemorrhaging that nobody could help for over 12 years by her just touching his clothes. He raised a little girl from the dead. And yet, he goes home and people are like, "Ha, we know you, Jesus. We watched you grow up. You're a carpenter. Where are you getting all this stuff that you're trying to teach us? Who are you? We know your family. Those are your brothers and sisters right there. You gotta be kidding." And he could really do not so much, right? And here he is about to send out 12 people saying, "Go out, cast out demons, heal people." They must have been a little anxious, to say the least, having watched what Jesus had just done over and over and over again in all these places. "Are you kidding me? I don't think I can do this." But now they have this example of, maybe you don't always get it right the first time you try. Or maybe you're not always going to be successful. Or maybe it's not going to work in this place. Or maybe people aren't going to listen to you here. Or maybe it's not the right time. Or maybe it's not the right place. Or maybe you just have to pick up your stuff and try again somewhere else with other people who are going to listen. It's going to be okay. Sometimes you're going to fail. Sometimes it's not going to work. But you're still going to do it. You're still going to try. You're still going to go. Go, 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 go. Try it. It happens to all of us, right? When I was at Trinity in Brantford, I started a knitting ministry, mostly because I wanted to learn how to knit. I was not very good at meditating and being quiet, and I had heard there was a book out there about learning how to knit, and you could knit, and you could be quiet, and I could do something, and at the same time, I could learn how to do something useful, the prayer shawls that you all do here, and it was this meditative kind of thing, and I thought, maybe I could do that, because I'm doing something, but I could quiet my head, and I could. So I said, I'd like to start a knitting ministry, and we had a meeting, and we ended up with 12 people 12 people, it was kind of miraculous, 12 people, and 6 people knew how to knit, and 6 of us didn't. Really, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And so we each had a partner teaching us how to knit. And that knitting ministry took off, and it is still going. This was back in 2004, and it is still going down there. And they advanced it. They make teddy bears now. They do all kinds of stuff, but it is still going. I went to St. James Indian Head and said, let's start a knitting ministry. It's really cool. We can do this. This is what we do. Nah. We tried. It struggled for a little while. It fell on its face. It never got anywhere. It's not going. Never did. I felt certain when I was down in Indian Head that God was calling me to start the Laundry Love Ministry. I knew it. I can tell you the moment God spoke to me and said, yes. I was driving in my car listening to NPR. Our dryer had broken. I had to go to the laundromat to use the dryer there. And I was like, this is ridiculously expensive. How do people afford to do this? And it's always people with fewest resources that have to go to a laundromat, right? How are they doing this? This is crazy. We need to figure this out. So here I am driving in my car, turn on the radio, which I like hardly ever do. I always have a book on tape going. Turned on the radio. NPR has a story about Laundry Love Ministry, this thing where churches are taking over laundromats on a weekly or monthly or whatever basis, and anybody that comes in, they pay their laundry bill. They give them the quarters. They give them the laundry detergent. They for a night, they build these wonderful little communities. Kids come in. They help them with this homework. I'm like, yes, this is it. This is what we need to do. Thank you, God. We got it started in our little town. We got it started. I left. The ministry stopped. It wasn't meant to be, right? I mean, it was happening because I was there and I was all excited about it and got it going. But when I left, the same people weren't as excited about it as I was, and it didn't happen. Now, I could think of these things as failures, right? But it was not the right time or the right place or the right people. It doesn't mean that you don't pick yourself up and try something else right here. And what works here? And what are our needs? And what is God calling us to do? And let's try it. And if it doesn't work, we figure it out and we learn from it and we try something else. And we do it together because Jesus sent them out not by themselves but in twos, right? People who had like-minded missions, who believed the same thing, who wanted to spread the good news together. We do it together. We risk and we try together. There's all kinds of wonderful ideas, and God is speaking to all of us in different ways and saying, hey, why don't you give that a try? And sometimes we're scared because we think it's not going to work or we're not enough. We're not enough. But God's enough. Jesus is enough. And together, we are more than enough. It's okay to fail. It's not okay not to try. It's not okay not to trust. So if you have an idea, find a like-minded person, someone who's willing to listen and say, let's give it a try. There'll be more than just the two of you, because if nothing else, Jesus is going to be with you. Amen.